Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everybody, and welcome to our Tuesday evening edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Yes, right. That's what we're doing. We decided we would just go ahead, have another great show like last night, and we're glad that you've decided to join us. I'm Deborah Lee, and I'll be your psychic love doctor for the next hour. We did get a late start. We apologize for that. You never know how these technological beasties are going to behave. You know what I mean? So anyway, welcome. Glad to have you with us. We've got our faithful Facebook watchers. Or are they lookers? Facebook lookers?
Viewers. They're viewing us on Facebook Live.
And we're glad to have you along. We also have our blog talkers that are listening through Blog Talk Radio. We're glad to have you along. So please settle in and let's get busy. Remember, I use only ordinary playing cards. The cards themselves are become the focal point for intuitive perception. They have no magic of their own. They simply are tools that we use in conducting personal prophecy readings. So I think that's about all I really need to say.
Okay.
Turning it to you, my dear.
All right. The show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. It's our disclaimer. What else do we say? Oh, because we have one already. If you are an international viewer or listener, let us know. And I say viewer because the Blog Talk people though, might not know it, but we're also simultaneously broadcasting live on Facebook Live. So anyway, speaking of international, Mike from the UK is here.
Yay.
And he said,
yes.
He said, Darl's died in a plane crash. Remember Darl's chicken?
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
He loses a lot of close alter ego friends.
Yes.
But easy come, easy go.
Well, maybe they see beyond the veil, Mike. Maybe they see what's really up with you.
Another personality bites the dust.
But
you have many more, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. This is a call-in show, mainly. Not all. We'll get to that. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you will get told you're going on hold and can listen to the show. And if that all goes well and you hear the show, then everything's perfect. We see you on a list. We're going to get to you. We keep track of who's next in line type of stuff because Mark doesn't necessarily do that right as it should. when we get you live, here are a bunch of things we want you to do if you safely and legally can do them. Get off your Bluetooth. Get off your speakerphone. Stop the multitasking, what you do when you're on hold because you're bored. Sit down, relax. All your background noises, those things need to go away.
Really. Bye-bye.
And just even movements, you got to chill. Because not only are you talking, bouncing onto a cell phone tower, you're going through the internet, going through Blog Talk Radio, and then it's coming back through our speakers, and there's a lot of degradation there of the sound quality by the time we hear it. So it'll make things better if you can make it a perfect call as you can, like I said, legally and safely. For you folks that cannot call in or Skype in, because you can Skype in.
Yes.
We will take messenger calls occasionally. We will do so. Mondays we cannot do that. We don't do Facebook Messenger on Monday because it's new for the soul. The rest of the shows we will work in, you international folks, as the best we can. And you will, when we do so, you would Facebook Messenger us to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Love Doctor show. And that's you have to be a friend. And only when we actually open that door and officially say to do so, because it doesn't have an automatic hold system. And if we're not ready for you and it starts ringing, We got staying up.
I see we have some newcomers who have joined us on the Facebook live streaming. Glad to have you with us. You're only a newcomer once. So premature, but very heartily meant, welcome to the family. All right.
I think we've covered everything, and we're going to go to...
One moment. I just want to remind everybody at the start, because I forget until later in the show. We're using a 24-card layout. Not a layout. That's something else. A 24-card layout where I'm not just grabbing like randomly selecting a couple cards. I want to see, essentially, the landscape of your life. Of course, now as we're doing it with our time constraints, you're only going to get one layout. But if we get together for a private session, the cards would be shuffled and laid out several times during your session. So that's all I wanted to say.
That reminded me, because at the end of your reading with Deborah, and I do mean the end of your reading with Deborah, that will be the sound that we're going to go to your healing angel card reading. These are a little different than the standard angel cards. These are healing based. Might not be an immediate connection to your discussion with Deborah, but something to think about. Food for thought. And also, means your session with Deborah's over. Doesn't mean, it's not a warning where you get a couple more quick questions. That means it is done, because we got to move on.
Well, we understand also that you get kind of caught up and the reading is fascinating. And
she understands. I kind of don't like that. But
why?
Because.
Yeah. But you're the time monitor.
That means shut up.
Yeah.
And listen, basically. Time to listen now. Questions done.
Yes, Commander.
Okay. I'm not that mean, but I could just hit mute, and you would not be able to ask any more questions, but I try not to do that. But I can mute you in a heartbeat. But I won't. I will not do that. So let's get to that caller numero uno. First caller is 775 in Nevada, 775.
Oh, I think is really in California.
We'll let them explain that.
All right. Welcome to the show. And what is your first name, please?
First caller.
Hello.
First caller.
I don't hear a thing.
Right.
Oh.
Then let's not hang up on them, but let's move to the next caller. Come on, blog, where are you? There we are. Yay.
Hello.
Going to 347, New York, 347.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hi, you guys. This is Tanika. How are you?
Oh, well, we're like a day late and buck short today. It's been that kind of day.
It's a better late than never day.
Yeah. So glad that you hung in there waiting for us. What's happening in your little corner of the world?
What's happening?
Yeah.
Things have been pretty quiet. I've just been trying to lay low. And I just wanted to check in with you guys because the same people just are texting me, like the same two gentlemen that I spoke to you about, and I just don't know what to make of them. I'm just like, I've just been in a shell. I haven't really felt like talking to them because I feel like I don't know if they want anything serious with me, you know? So I just figured I would call you just to check in with why are they still even bothering.
Is that Frank, the emoji guy?
Right, and then Aaron.
Aaron?
Yeah.
Aris.
Okay, are they being inappropriate? You know what I mean.
Frank is just, I don't know, he said something I told you guys the other day, hey, how was your summer? But other than that, still with the cartoons, so whatever. He doesn't even know I'm old. And then Aris, he texted me out of nowhere finally yesterday and was like, hey, you know, you don't text me anymore. So I just kind of snapped and I'm like, hey, you know, you don't text me anymore. Why don't you text me outside of like WhatsApp? So he didn't say anything until last night I woke up. This morning I woke up and I saw like last night at like around 1 o'clock. He finally wrote back and said, hey, you know, I want to see you. So now I'm just texting him back and forth and he's telling me he's in Puerto Rico with a friend. And I just don't know if I should trust it. I don't know if he wants something real and serious with me, or, you know, he just is trying to use me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he certainly gets around. Makes me kind of wonder, and this isn't from the cards. Makes me wonder if I wonder if he's a gigolo or what.
I'm just a gigolo.
Me too.
Everywhere I go.
All right, well, let's take a look and see what we can get. Because how does one get to Florida the same day or, within a two-day period, and then one go off to Puerto Rico?
Well, he's still in Puerto Rico, the same guy, right?
Yeah.
Harris is in Puerto Rico now.
Does he have a job?
What does
he do? He has a friend, he said. That's the next question I want to ask him about, you know. What in the world?
Yeah. That's a whole different ballgame there. You know, didn't just a week too earlier, didn't Puerto Rico get a little bombarded by some tropical mist and a lot of them were without power?
Yes.
I mean, Florida obviously is a good place to get the hell out of if you were there before this weekend came along. I'm not sure I would have chose Puerto Rico. I don't know. Maybe a lot of the place has its power back.
Well, he seems really inconsistent in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Real quick, international shout-out to Allison, also from the UK.
Allison! Good to have you with us.
Good indeed. But the cards are going down.
Yes, I am looking.
Yeah, these don't sound like, these guys right now don't sound like prizes. You know what I'm saying?
No. And he has in some ways seemed a little slippery, if you know what I mean.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they both seem to have their negatives more than positives. You know, the benefits and the risk reward thing, the rewards don't seem that great here so far.
Well, you also add a lot of mystery to your relationship with this guy because you don't, you know, openly share a great deal, so it makes you seem mysterious. He's showing me in the cards that he feels he has lost you to some other guy, and that's likely why you have stopped being in contact as you used to do. And it's making him feel a little sad. But what I wanted to see is, in relationships, especially those that are evolving, there's I'm trying to think of a good word, but we'll say a portion of it becomes a time of need and or yearning. And I just don't see him yearning. It's not too much yearning on his part.
Well, obviously not, I would say.
No.
No, there's not too much at all.
This trip to Puerto Rico, I do not think, was some sort of romantic rendezvous. It looks like there is another guy that he went with, like a buddy. And there's a child around it, so maybe he just tagged along for this guy to go see his kid. Or maybe it's his own child. So you both are sort of on the, bear with Jim. He's really suffering this COVID-like virus stuff.
And you're not?
No.
You would have thought differently if we had did a show this morning.
Oh, my God, yes.
But anyway, back to the cards.
Yeah, back to you. Now, when are you moving, Tamika?
I already did. We moved 2 weeks ago around.
Oh, my gosh. So, and he's aware?
I just told him, and he's just being stupid right now. He's just being flirty, and I just tried to tell him I don't want to F buddy, and he's like, wow, you know. He's trying to say, like, I sort of kill the mood. I'm like, okay, that's funny.
Ass buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Because booty call is far too nice of a phrase. Ass buddy, I like it. And you know what? You are frustrating the hell out of him. I've got to tell you.
That's what he wants to do.
And he wants you to feed into that, to chase him.
Because he wants a
ass buddy.
Yeah, that's exactly what he wants.
Well, but she frustrates him because the others give in by now.
Right, or punt him by now, 100%.
Yeah,
and she hasn't done either. So he's like, well, either give it up or get rid of me. But she hasn't done either. So that's probably frustrating him.
It is, and you nailed it.
He's probably like, geez, usually they either give in or they get rid of me. What's going on here?
Yeah, and he can't seem to walk away. Excuse me. He is really having trouble with that because you're supposed to be his number one fan. Excuse me. And Jim,
I got a little. I had to speak a little Blondie there for you. You're number one. Apparently, Deb is, I don't know if she's hiccuping or if she's giving birth to an alien. We're not sure right now. If you've ever seen that movie, Alien, where it popped out of that guy's guts?
That was really nasty.
There's a cool flick. Anyway, back. Deb is recovered. It is
so
not an alien.
You look down. Your cards reflect that you're feeling down. Have you found a job yet, or is it too soon to ask?
No, I haven't, and I've been trying like crazy every day, and you're right. I am feeling very, very down. That's why I'm just like, I just feel really down, like in all the areas that you can think of.
I hear you.
Because I haven't found a job yet. And then he's also just, you know, he's not seen and I just want to be respectful and want to get to know him. He wants me to be like, no, don't go, fine. I'll just be your everybody. What are you talking about? Like chase him and stuff. Like, I don't want to chase anybody right now. Like, I need something real in every area of my life. Like,
you shouldn't have to chase anybody ever.
And you don't ever really want to put yourself at the mercy of another person and the choices they're going to make. And so you're doing the right thing by not giving in, but it doesn't make your life any less lonely.
No, you might have to make a decision at a certain point, but you will decide when that time is.
Yeah, I'm thinking that too, because I'm not seeing him making that jump anytime soon. From players died over. Well, time is, in some sense, irrelevant in card reading, this type.
It's hard to nail down.
Things happen when they are meant to happen. And I'm not seeing that he is on that level yet.
Yeah, I think as long as it's gone, I think that's a sign. That's a clue when it's gone this long and it's still just nothing.
Yeah, it might be a good idea if you can to try to move on.
That's your call. You have to make that decision, but I think that decision should be made, but that is not, I am not you.
Well, and remember now, we're heading into the colder months, so tourist season in Florida is going to pick up.
Yeah, I wonder how fast, though.
Well, oh, that's right. Were you there during the hurricane?
Yeah, but thank God we were not in the area where it affected, so I'm okay.
Were you like,
but yeah, scary time.
Very far north. Where were you?
I can't even say yet. I don't know where in the world I am. I mean, I would have to pull out a compass. I can't. I don't know anybody here. We're far from every.
I
guess you know where you weren't. You weren't in Fort Myers, that's for sure. Because you'd know that.
No, yeah. We weren't. We've been watching it on the news.
Oh, yeah. We all watched it.
Yeah, because we had an interest.
Your cards are saying that if you look a little bit, you could find yourself, even if it's just a temporary job, but something that's fun to do. Now, as example, many years ago, I think I was like 27 at the time, a radio station advertised for what they called Fabulous Babes. And friends said, hey, come on, for an older person, you look pretty good. Yeah, for an older person. I went down in my best little mini skirt and my high heel pumps, and I auditioned to be a fabulous babe. And what that involved was going to their remote shots, you know, like when they'll say, hey, we're broadcasting from the Kokomo Inn, come on down, da da da. Well, our job was to get this, eat, drink, and party with people, you know, there. And every now and then the radio announcer would say, and our fabulous babes are down here, and we'd go, woo, woo, woo. And they paid us. It wasn't a volunteer job. We got paid. I'll bet you could find some really kooky, fun jobs to do that would be not very challenging. You know, because, for instance, being a fabulous babe was, let's just say, pretty easy.
Yeah. But did you take that money you made on wages and buy Cadillacs?
Well, it was just an interim job.
Hey, you couldn't even have supported yourself with that, right?
No, it would just be something.
It was fun money.
It would get her acclimated to the. Well, back then, making $25 an hour was nothing to sneeze at.
It wasn't nothing to sneeze at, but it wasn't 8 hours a day every day.
No. But I do see that you could pick up a little something-something, maybe through a temp agency.
Something-something.
Yeah. That would...
like Anita's.
To give you some traction, to get you acclimated to where you are, you know, on the road to networking and whatnot. But that's what I'm seeing. I'm always going to be honest about what I see in terms of relationships. Now, Frank is just coming through as a doofus these days. I'm sorry.
The whole world is shocked. The entire world is shocked.
He is. I wonder what kind of stupid he takes. Yeah. Because to just sit there and send a line of emojis, Jesus. You know.
It's somebody that doesn't want to take a lot of effort.
And to
but
me,
he doesn't
want to
totally. That's all that is.
And to me, that puts.
How did you not know how to say a sentence?
He doesn't care.
I think because he's chicken shit.
I think he's just saying, you know, I don't want to spend more than 1 second talking to her right now, but I'll send an emoji and that keeps the little door open. That's what he thinks in his mind. The door's open.
Well, why?
Why would I send anything?
Okay, you got to look for the reason behind the
reason. Because he's lighting up, because I think he's lining up backups. He's
been since 2020.
Well,
crazy.
He doesn't want to let go.
Yeah, but
well, 2020 isn't 15, 20 years either now, mind you.
You have somebody else coming
along.
2+ years. And he's going to really entertain you for the time you're going to realize this is just a, like we've talked about, a door-opening relationship. Just something to get your feminine juices flowing and your, you know, your feeling of being sensual and all those good things. But it's not going to be meant to last. Neither of you is going to fall in love. All right. Jim is calling in the angel.
The calls are stacking up. This is your healing angel card reading. Remember, these aren't necessarily as definitive as the other ones.
No,
they're
therapeutic.
But it's more therapeutic for your life and healing. So, on that note, the subject is vision. It says a positive outcome requires a positive vision. Visualize everyone involved in your present situation surrounded by light and love. Make sure to include yourself also. Your love has the power to influence and transform the current events.
Oh, well, I see precisely that.
That one's a little more related. Most of these healing ones aren't necessarily women. Not necessarily could tie it down to the question.
No, but it kind of says to me.
This one could, yes.
If
could
you're
indeed.
Dark and gloomy, that's what you're going to read.
Kind of,
dark
yeah, basic,
and gloomy.
Yeah, basically, yeah, I agree with you. All right.
You should look in the morning mirror every morning, Tamika, and you should look in there and say, hey, you are a fabulous babe.
All righty.
There you go.
And on that note, thank you so much
yes,
for holding on our late start. Thank you, thank you.
Yes.
And call us again soon.
Yeah, things change.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you. Good night.
Good night and sleep tight. All right,
we're going back to, we're going to give this one another shot because they held for a long time and maybe we thought the show wasn't going to happen. You never
yeah.
know, right? You're late. 775 from Nevada. Are you here, 775? We're giving 775 another go. Then I think we're going to, because it's silent. It sounds weird, eerily silent, like they're on mute. Maybe they put the phone
yeah.
under their pillow and went to sleep. Yeah.
Well, they could always call back.
They can indeed
yeah.
do that.
So,
now, let me update me list. I must update me list.
What are you, a Lucky Charm? What are they called?
Green Clovers.
Leprechauns.
Yes.
I wonder if they have Captain Crunch. Lucky Charms over in the land of Ire.
Land of Ire, they might laugh at that. I don't know. All right. Actually, let's do something. A lot of these callers came in after we started the show.
Yeah.
So let's do a quick, don't get freaked out now. Folks that are holding, we started our show late and we're going to end it late. I've already added time, so we're not going to screw you folks over on hold.
Oh, right. I like Mike's final comment.
Yeah.
He's
all right.
Like you there, Jimbo.
All right, folks. Facebook Messenger is open.
Yeah, let's do that.
And I typed it in because that's faster. I know Allison was here. I don't know if she's still here. Sometimes she can't messenger. Sometimes she can. We'll see. You have to messenger Deborah Lee, and you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. We'll get about 20 seconds, and then we'll jump back into the phone.
Okay.
then I don't want to play Jeopardy music because that's nauseating.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, that's final Jeopardy music. We should specify.
Oh,
that's
is
not,
it?
That's not the theme show song.
You yeah. sure seem to know a lot about it.
It came on a lot of times on Fridays when I'd get home from after going out to work and stuff and partying, just mini little quickies. It was on. I'd be like, oh, shit, got to change that. Because it was TV was on the last channel I was watching. It was like news. Morning news on regular network TV to see what the frickin' traffic was going to be. That's the most important thing to watch in the morning around Hampton Roads with all
Boy,
the tunnels.
I'll tell you, yeah.
All the tunnels and bridges. To see which one is jacked up so you can plan an alternate route. Okay.
Here we go.
That door has closed. So we're going to go to Siri code 614, Ohio 614. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. And who are we speaking to?
Hi, you're speaking to Phil Sims from Ohio.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I remember you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
You sound a little meh.
You sounded like you weren't very enthusiastic about being doing
yeah.
good.
Wah,
but we
wah.
Understand.
Yeah.
You know, we understand.
Yeah, it's a day, been a day like that for us, too. So what would you like to know from your reading this evening?
I have a manager at work. I think I would, if it's okay, I'll just name her C.
Okay.
As in, yeah.
But yeah, we know what C stands for.
I was just like.
I got it.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I would just like to know what she thinks of me as a coworker, I guess.
Okay, all right. I'm assuming that she's not in your, you don't think highly of her, or you think she doesn't think highly of you. Is that what you believe right now?
A little bit of both.
That's what I figured. Okay.
And this is a supervisor?
Manager.
Manager.
And it depends how you look at it. Every job company has different terminologies for what those mean, but obviously it's some type of boss. Yes.
All right. Let's
yeah,
see.
Yeah, where I work, a manager is like two levels up.
From
a supervisor and then the manager. But some places, the next person is a manager.
I thought it was interchangeable.
It is. I said it depends on your where you work. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And it is, as far as their pay grade, and their HR pay grade, even the supervisor does say manager with a number.
You know, I've got to tell everybody, when you ask a question like this, you are going to literally be tapping in on their innermost thoughts and feelings. It's like metaphysical spying, in a sense. And we can do it. This deck is very...
Who can? Who is?
What's that from?
It's from Waterboy. Anyway, go ahead.
These cards are very sharp when it comes to emotions and thoughts, intentions. And some things can just really blow your mind when it finally comes out how the cards illustrated or characterized that individual to you. I mean, in your mind. Oh. You get both feelings that are negative and positive. Is that what you were saying?
No. She wants to know. She thinks that she's not really that fond of her manager, and she doesn't think her manager is that fond of her right now. She wants to look more deeper into that.
Okay. Well, I've got information for you.
Info. We all like info. That's weird.
I know, wasn't it?
Stupid cat with cats will cock. It's a little cockeyed.
It is.
Or maybe not. Anyway.
Anyway, I've got a little bit of information for you.
She spilled a little water.
I don't care if this woman is married. I don't care if she's engaged. I don't care if she's just dating 10 men. She is actually physically attracted to you and doesn't want anything to leak out. Like that I think she's bisexual.
Okay.
And she's really got a fondness for you, but she's afraid that if she is too demonstrative about that, she's afraid that it will out her.
So she's trying to make sure everybody can see the house.
Yeah, so she's being a little stern with you at times and stuff.
It's almost like little grade school kids. Like when little Susie liked Bobby, she'd kick him in the shins and run away. You know?
You know, the more we live, the more it seems like we are all back in high school or all back in elementary school.
The school of life.
Yeah, the issues are different, but our reactions tend to be the same.
Because we're still humans.
Yeah, She's actually trying to be standoffish because she's had relationships with other ladies. They haven't always worked out well for her. She ends up attracting the curious, by curious. What?
So let me
all right.
kind of put, we had a lot of callers. Let me kind of just bring this, reel yeah. this in from somebody that a little big right now. It's kind of shrunk. I got a shrunken brain right now from all this illness
oh.
and stuff.
This is definitely so, not what I was expecting to hear. Like, this is a shocker. I mean, kind of crazy.
And that's where I was going. So what you're basically saying is the issues you see have nothing to do with the professionalism at all. Nothing to do with the
right.
work itself.
It's not. It's a personal thing.
It's totally something that I never would have guessed, and neither would she have guessed either.
She doesn't want you seeing her Google eyes when she looks at you. Now, don't feel like you're naked the next time you go to work. She's not, it would be more of a loving platonic. I mean, she doesn't fall in love with these women, but they become objects of her desire. How's that? Maybe objects of desire.
So it sounds like she's got a lot of issues.
Well, she does.
A lot of issues.
And it would kill her if everybody thought, oh, she quit because, you know, that you, caller, you were the one that outed her, and you know what'll happen. It'll blow up into this huge thing where most of it isn't even true anymore.
So real quick,
yeah.
Where do you see this going? Do you see anything?
I think that you could work with this information.
And how so?
By not letting her treatment of you bother you. You know, now that you know what the real story is, you can be casual with her. You can say, hey, it's great outfit you got on today or something like that, but with keeping it within the girl lane, you know, not like it's not like you're like at a singles bar.
You mean you can't walk up and say, God, your cleavage is beautiful today.
You're going to get me on a coughing jag yet tonight, you.
All right. So the big picture is there's not a professional issue here whatsoever.
No.
But the manager is kind of making it seem like that as a cover for
her
own issues.
Yeah, because she's very attractive.
So there's nothing,
okay.
There's nothing she can really do except just
roll
with it and realize it's not nothing you did. You have done nothing wrong.
You might be somebody like me. I don't know what kind of scent I give off or what the thing is, but you've
seen
this
woman?
When we've been out socializing.
When? Like 15 years?
I attract the lesbians.
That's a long time.
And what do you mean? I'm not attractable anymore?
I'm just saying I haven't seen that since like a different lifetime almost.
Well, I must be like Whistler's mother then or something to you.
Do you go out still and intermingle?
I see them in the grocery store.
Oh, well, the grocery store. That's where everybody's finding Friday night's lay.
Oh, God. The winning move here is not to play.
I'm just saying, Deb.
All right.
Okay,
don't take it personal.
Roger that.
All right.
Okay.
She's trying to portray somebody that is not really who she is.
I would have guessed that either. Like, I was like, wow.
That's why I love her.
And that's why she asked you, the export. Yeah. Yes. All right, real quick. Your healing angel card is positive thinking. Positive thinking is vital in creating a healthy and abundant life. A positive attitude along with positive beliefs and thoughts are crucial ingredients for creating happiness. Don't worry. Think love.
I like it. I do.
Easier said than done sometimes when you're in one of those bad streaks, but I got you.
And if you don't lean that way, don't give her any indications or feelings like, hey, maybe you do.
Even if you do, you know, the workplace is not a good intermingle of personal lives, especially if it's a manager.
You know, when I was in the Army, we're
bad
going
mood.
Back to the days of the dinosaurs. But when I was in
wow.
the Army, we had closeted lesbians. This was before Don't Ask, Don't
Tell.
Yeah,
those closets are, those doors
wide
are gone.
Wide open now. There was one, she was very masculine. One girl.
Which is actually good for the Army.
Oh, yeah. They were the closest thing we had to men.
You would like a tough, you don't want Goldie Hawn, you want a tough,
right.
manly bitch.
And she would often come up and give me this really, really close, caressing kind of hug. And often she would tease me because they knew that I didn't go that way. And she'd say, you know, Once you've had had a woman, you'll never want that hanging, ugly thing again. But boy, these women, they know how they feel about that penis.
Well, hey, they've got their opinion, and they're sticking to their guns, so to speak. All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right.
You have a good one, and call back again.
You're welcome. For a minute, I thought maybe she passed out.
Yeah,
that's
was,
kind of a lot to absorb.
Kind of a bizarre outcome. It was indeed.
Well, I'm going to tell the truth.
It is what it is. It is what it is. Cards are cards. 520, Arizona, 520. Welcome. You are the Bella.
Hello there.
I am so
Hi.
Lucky.
Is this
I just
Lisa?
Dialed in. It's Lisa from Arizona.
Yeah, it's Lisa.
Oh my God, thank you. Yeah, I just talked to somebody this morning. It was a business call, and they were telling me some stuff that I'm not even aware of. And I wonder if I'm going to hear back from them, because they were telling me that I owed some money from 2019. And I said, no, I don't. And they said they were, I guess, some kind of a company. And I said, it's not true. And I Googled it online, and I can't find. Am I going to hear back from those people?
You sound a little distressed about this.
Well, no, wait a minute. No, yeah. You got to. Did you exchange money?
Oh, God, no. No.
And you didn't give any.
I can't even.
Yeah.
You know, I see how they could be saying what they're saying. I have no idea. I Googled them. I don't know what else to do. Are they? Do you pick up, Deborah, on the cards that
we get a lot of this?
Well, how did you? Why were you having conversation with this place? Did they call you? You called them? What was the initiation here?
No, someone called me.
Oh.
And,
what did they want? At your personal information? What did they want?
They just simply asked me my name. And somebody else that I was talking to that's kind of a mentor said you should call them. In fact, like two or three people have said, call, you know, find out what it is, because I had someone pass. And, you know, people are thinking, well, maybe it has to do with that, you know. And so I was talking to them this morning, and I'm just wondering what you see as far as the energetic.
If somebody calls my number and they ask me my name, we've got a problem. Because why are you calling my number and they don't even know my name? Which there could be a reason, but my first question would be is, who are you? Why are you calling this number? Why are you asking my name? And then I would not even talk any further until I had all those questions answered.
I think you're exactly right, and the world is full of scammers these days.
Sure, I mean, you never know. Maybe it is something that's
I don't think
legit,
it is.
But you'd be very safe and say, we're not having this conversation until you answer my series of questions.
For instance, what was it, 2 weeks ago, all of us that listened to the show, we all found out. Publishers Clearinghouse will never call you. They will never send you personal letters. They will just show up at your door with that great big giant check. That's what, remember, we found out.
Yeah. They're not going to, if somebody starts calling you and asking for info, it's BS.
Yes, and also we found out they will never turn you over to the fraud department at your bank when they're on the phone with you. And now we're learning from you, Lisa, that they can call and alarm us saying you owe this bill, but it's not on your, have you looked at your credit report? It's not there, right?
Oh, I can't find anything. I can't find anything that's connected with me.
I would block them or never answer that number again, because you know what?
Yeah.
If you owe somebody some money, your mailbox, your regular snail mailbox will be blowing up long before you start getting harassing calls.
And you would know. about it, you know?
Yeah. That's crap. Somebody was trying to start something bad.
I think they wanted to sucker you into saying, well, if you owe us, you know, like $1,000, but we've decided we'll let you off the hook for $250.
Remember what was going around the longest time?
You know, that's kind of what they were saying. And
yep,
said,
there,
yeah,
it is.
There it is. Yep, there it is. Yep. Well, we were getting, we had gotten a series of them, and it's tapered off where they were actually saying, hey, we're getting ready to go file at the court on you right now, they would say, because you owe this money. And then they would say, we're going to file like on Monday, it's Thursday, and if you take care of it, just give us this right now, we'll shut it down.
Don't fall for it.
Yeah, that's 100%.
Don't entertain them. Don't engage them. Just figure they're trying to scam you.
Yeah.
And what the kicker is, if you say, oh, yeah, I'll take that deal, you're going to start giving them your bank information so that you can pay them.
Yeah. I always say, if I truly owe you money, send me a bill in the mail. And if they say, oh, I need your address, we don't. You already know where I live.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so Deborah, you're picking it up that it's just a scammer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And they just want to create some heartburn for you.
And I think you knew that, too. You just were double-checking.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing to do. It's
They're very slick.
Oh, yes.
My son, who's in San Diego, received, and this boy, 30 years old, he claims he is the internet specialist of the solar system. He got a Google message that says, there's an important, package that has arrived overnight, but they sent it $3.10 short. He paid it.
Yeah.
He went ahead and paid it, only to find out in talking to his bank that so he had to quick change his bank account.
It was a scam to get
more
banking information so they could charge the crap out of his card. But yep, that's the world we live in today.
Yeah, we got it. Not trustworthy.
Jackwads. Okay.
There we go.
All right. This is your healing angel card reading real quick before we have to move on. Precious gift is the subject. Friendship, family, and love are precious gifts. Do not lose sight of what is most important. Like I said, these don't necessarily have anything to do with the
they're almost like fortune cookie readings.
Well, they're healing angel cards, so it might not have anything to do with the big subject we just talked about.
Right.
Or it might. That's for you to decide. All right, well, thank you so much.
Well, I'm so glad you brought this to us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
You're savvy enough that you wouldn't have done anything. But think about our listeners. Somebody out there might be 75, have no clue.
My credit report is so perfect, I cannot have this. I'm just going to take care of it.
I'm going to pay them to get rid of them.
I have the best credit rating ever on earth, and I don't want to blemish it, and I'm trying to buy a house.
Some people give away their social security, and, you know.
People suck out there.
So you just educated a whole faction of people around the world.
Just a few bad apples out there that ruin it for humankind.
Yeah, so people, when this stuff happens, bring it to us. And if we can't get the cards to decipher it, we'll even do some private investigating for you.
Always be the most skeptic of skeptics when you get these calls. Always.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Good luck, Lisa, but I think you've got a good handle on it.
All right. We just want to let the folks know out there that they're probably looking at the clock saying, hey, it's ending at 8.
No,
it is not ending at 8. We got a late start. You know, we're sick. We're ill. We're trying to rest. S happens, and we've extended the show plenty of time to get the rest of the folks on hold. I have to shut down a certain program because it times out. So just bear with me, and it just told me to pump. There it went, finally. Okay, and then I'll bring it back to life. All right, everything's good. All righty then. Let me look at my list. Hey, there we go. We're moving on. We're going to Kansas. Is Dorothy there? 316, Kansas, 316.
No, it's Toto calling.
Hello.
Hi there. What is your first name?
Jokelman.
It's Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. Yourself?
We're fighting tooth and nail with COVID, but we're going to win.
Oh, no.
Third time for us. Yes, third time. But this is one of the newer strains. Watch out. These newer strains don't even register yet on the test.
Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up.
Yep, and she is a biatch.
She's a man eater.
I'll tell you. Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I love the song.
Well, I would love to know what your question is for today.
Okay. I hope I don't sound this, but I am 46 years old. I've never been married. And I'm kind of thinking my time is running out. So do you see any potential for me to get married in the future?
Did you have opportunities in the past?
I mean, a little, I guess.
But, the point I was going to try to bring this to is think of the losers, you know, the violent guys, any kind of thing you could think of like that you were able to sidestep. So a lot of times people think the glass is half empty that way, but really you're ahead of the game. So now we're going to go look and see if there's, would you like a knight in shining armor? A guy who makes
knights in white satin.
All of the above. I think they're on sale now on Amazon. If you have Prime, you don't even have to pay for shipping. All right. But wouldn't that be nice? All right, here we go.
Oh, yes, indeed. You know, those suits of armor are only for rich.
So I have my eye on a potential suitor, but I don't know if it's ever going to go anywhere because he's so much younger than me.
Ooh, but think of the stamina. Think of the muscles.
Absolutely.
Because he's young.
So all young people are muscular.
Well, he's probably in better shape than, have you seen Arnold Schwarzenegger lately? He's got bigger boobs than I do.
Have you seen some of the young guys that are video game book nerds?
No.
Yes.
They weigh about all of 75 pounds. Not much muscle there.
I know, that's right.
Yeah.
You got to watch out. I'm just saying, don't let that young thing get you all caught up in the swooning. Oh, my Lord, my heart be still.
No, I'd be thinking, the things I could teach that boy. All right.
Oh, boy.
I'm not into, no, I would expect him to at least be 21 years of age.
Well, I just said boy. Teach the boy. That sounded very,
Well, everybody's a boy to me at this age. Oh, my God, Amanda. This is crazy good for you. You may think that you are going to be living in a house with, like, 20 cats, you know, and be knitting afghans, and that's the extent of your future. No way. You just aren't aware of how many around you really have an eye for you. One thing in terms of finding, you do have men that find you extremely attractive. And you know, 46 is the new 36. So
I hope so.
It is. I really think it is. A lot of these guys, I read a lot about this on the internet.
Not internet, everything is true.
A lot of these guys prefer an older woman because she knows what she wants. She's not all tied up with insecurities and, you know, she doesn't expect to sit home and do nothing. They like a woman of you know what I mean, of stature and
it depends on what ages we're talking about of each person.
I guess you're right. The thing is, though, if you just want a lap dog, or you just want a woman to be submissive and subservient, get yourself a golden retriever.
Right.
I don't think we want to get into bestiality.
No.
Your mind going underground.
Well, because we're talking about men, women, and relationships. And sex is there. Don't deny that doesn't matter.
Oh, no, I mean for companionship. Get yourself a golden retriever.
But that's not going to satisfy that other part.
Because that dog will sit, oh, you know, it'll perform.
It'll be the greatest thing ever, but you still got to have some brown chicken, brown cow.
Oh, God. All right. Anyway.
It is what it is. You got to.
We know where your mind is.
I speak truth.
South of your navel.
I'm just telling you the facts of life.
All right. Now, for you, back to Amanda, I've got three right in front of you, and they're not some old goat type of guys. These are, what is your age range? If you would, how low do you go?
Low.
I would say no lower than like 37 or 38.
I think that'd be perfect. 10 years, close to, and there's a lot there that you can train.
What is up with that training shit? I don't get this. I don't get this at all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I guarantee you, when I was 37 years old, you weren't training squat out of me. Those hats have been failed.
Oh, my gosh.
Just to let you know. Anyway, go ahead. Go back.
All right. That. We're just teasing you a little bit. You're the only thing we got here right
now. No, I'm the designated whipping male.
Okay. There are three of them. You're going to meet them socially, possibly even at the same time. And that would be like a dream come true because it'd be like three contestants lined up in front of you wanting to play. What would be it be? Let's make a deal or... I don't know.
Yeah, I guess behind one of the doors.
Yeah. Well, and I'm making fun here, but it's really true. Jim can see them. What I'm going to tell you, though,
they're jackwads.
According to you.
No, just they're jacks. Jackwads. That's all I'm saying.
They are really, they're going to be fun for her. But up here.
I didn't mean anything negative by that.
The top spread, which is like your current situation. The path you are taking currently to the future. This one is showing a fabulous home, a wonderful marriage, and a man right there. You couldn't get a nicer one than the King of Hearts.
And just to let you blog talk folks know, we recommend that you would go to, some people don't want to touch Facebook, but if you are on Facebook, like, follow the Psychic Love Doctor show.
So you can see it.
And you can actually watch it. You can actually physically see the cards going down during the show.
Yeah. So you can see that I'm not lying.
So when we're talking about the three jacks, that might not mean a lot of people on radio that can't see. But there literally are three jacks here, which is why I said Jack was.
Well, in a sense, there's another card over here of a guy. It's raining men, but you don't even see it, Amanda.
And she's going to get soaking wet?
Oh, well.
Like the problem?
Yeah.
No, we won't touch that one.
No, I'd like the song.
But yes, and I'll tell you, anyone that is depicted as a as the suit of hearts, these are amazing, loving, caregiving, supportive. I mean, they're like the ultimate partner that you could have. It's your number one fan who would cheer you on, the kind of guy that will go out and get you, say, flowers and some soup and whatever it is that makes you feel better when you're sick. I mean, I really consider them to be terrific partners, and that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, and typically you want somebody to compliment you. I don't mean make compliments. No. Like compliment your existence.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want somebody to depend on you and need you. You don't want somebody to dominate you. You want them to be kind of an equal, but be there when you need them.
You're right.
That's the perfect world, but yeah, we see
that's
what happens.
That's about the most real thing you've said.
Right. All right, on that note, we're ending this crap. No, anyway, real quick, your healing card reading, harmony.
Yes.
Disharmony occurs when we try to resist life's natural flow. Everything has its cycle. Every stage of life has its own unique meaning and purpose. Every day can be harmonious if we want it to be.
You know, and that message I think is true for you too, Amanda. I have an abundance of possibilities in front of you. And don't look back. Forget about those goofballs. You know, they had their chance.
Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah. The past is the past. What are you going to do about it? Nothing.
It's nothing. So move on smartly.
All you do is you learn from it. That's the smartest thing you can do.
I see for you, you're going into a new year that's going to be extremely, like, target-rich environment.
Target-rich environment.
Yeah, for you. And you'll have your choice, and it'll be a fantastic feeling for you.
Fantastico.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so very much.
And please,
we gotta go.
Hold on to that positive feeling that this is going to happen.
Yeah, we got to go, but you can call back again.
Yeah, please call us. We got to figure this one out.
Okay.
March,
you know. All right. Unless we have some kind of major physical illness setback, Wednesday's almost a guaranteed show.
Even if we're in traction, we'd have somebody
Wednesday
here.
Is a pretty, you know, yeah. Usually we cancel someone when we're sick here and there. Wednesday we try to make time for it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can, you can call us back tomorrow and ask more questions.
Sure, definitely.
Thank you very much. I'm muting you. I wanted to bring something to Deb's attention because I don't. She said she might call. No, good thing.
Oh.
She said she might call, but she might not. So just to let you know, Tanya, this is back in July. She said she asked you back in July about my son's custody on his daughters. And you were spot on. He won custody, and you said she was not mentally capable to care for the children. And that's exactly what the judge said. I kind of remember that one, don't you?
Dude.
I did tell her to call in, and she said okay, but I don't know that she did.
Now,
so.
It sounds like I predicted the case. But
yeah.
The thing is, we can't.
She said she's calling now, and you know what? That's cool. We'll get to you. There's only a couple calls ahead of you. So,
you know, I got
to talk
tell
about
you,
it, Tanya.
I'll be honest. Sometimes these cards scare me because they are so spot on. The things that have come through these cards, I mean...
What are you going to do?
I'm just the messenger here. I just receive and then I, you know,
hand it
off.
Roger that. Let's take a call. Shall we? Michelle, indeed. Hey, we're going back. We're very familiar with this state. Imagine that. It is a big state. 631, New York, 631. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. This is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Cool.
I just want to see if you see anything with love life and job. What you said about that guy that wasn't going to work out, we never even met. He just never met.
Well,
but I'm supposed to...
It's his loss.
You said it, what?
Yeah, it's his loss.
But
know?
I'm meeting someone tomorrow.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, you've got a busy dance card.
You do,
like,
and those are good questions right to the point. So she's looking at career and the love dance.
Is
what's going down?
Love dance.
The love dance.
Is this an internet guy or somebody, you know, that you...
internet guy, and tomorrow's my birthday.
Oh,
cool.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. It's almost tomorrow, four
yeah.
more hours.
Oh, really?
Depending
yes.
what time zone you're in and anything, yeah. Yep. Cool.
All right, let's see what's going to happen.
Now, when you meet these people, are you really cool about the neutral ground? Everybody drives themselves very publicly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I haven't met. Cool. Yes, yeah.
I like that. You know, some people are, God bless their soul, some people are more trusting than they should be. You know, it's too bad we couldn't be, but nowadays, too many bad apples out there.
I think back to when I was dating.
Well, look at back in the days.
Oh, God.
It was okay.
But the chances I took.
But... It just seemed like it wasn't as bad back then. As bad. There were still, obviously, things going on. But it's like you could have somebody pick you up and take you out on a date to a picnic. And you think now, like, oh, my God, I was out in the woods with a guy. What the hell am I doing?
Remember, I told you. I got left at a cabin.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But nowadays.
By a blind date. Robin Williams, not that one.
Imagine that.
Think the flip side of Robin Williams.
The opposite of Robin Williams.
And because he wasn't going to get any sugar. I was
sugar.
Yeah, I was stupid to even go to that cabin with him. He left me there. I had to call the police to find out where I was. And you can imagine when they came, when they, you know, were questioning me, I could hear them guys thinking, what a dummy.
Yep. Well, and they probably thought about everybody that young.
Okay. For Suzanne.
For Suzanne.
Ooh, this one's got possibilities for you. Real good possibilities. This one is in transition, like moving to one place or another. Or he's thinking about possibly like building a home, having a...
He just recently moved.
Well, there it is. yeah, well, he's going to likely want to show this place off to you. So he's going to talk about it tomorrow, I think. Because you got that three clubs there, that means something is on the way that you can't miss. It's coming right to you. And that's going to be this discussion of a home. And it's going to start slow, just the way it should between two people. Anybody that's running to, you know, get married or you know this, that's desperation.
Yeah, if that's all you're saying, I must get married. That's my only goal in life to find. It's like, man, that's, you can marry anybody. That's not the right thing to look for.
And it's going to start, like I say, kind of slowly. What is actually happening is that slowness is building a very wonderful foundation. You know, it's like if you build a foundation, I don't know all the intricate ins and outs, but at some point you're going to lay down some cement. Now, if you're in a hurry and you lay that cement out and just say, well, we just could keep building over it and we don't give a care if it dries or not, that's going to be a problem.
Yes.
So you give it time. And actually remember, friendship is the very best foundation there is for lasting, like marriage, a relationship like that. This relationship between the two of you is really going to blossom and grow. And this here is the highest love card there is, Ten of Hearts. So I think you just might have met your dolphin, okay? And
those that are, great.
Yeah, oh yeah, and those out there that are listening going, what is she referring to dolphins for now? Because we live where at the home of the largest naval base in the world. And women out here will say, there's many fish in the sea, but very few dolphins. And if you can get yourself a dolphin, you've got everything.
Because a dolphin isn't a fish, it's a mammal. So that is a good catch. You're not catching a fish, you're catching a mammal.
See, so you leave those little itty bitty fishies
alone. All those
alone.
Little water breathing things. I mean, yeah, we're talking mammal.
Yes, and they're beautiful and they are very loving. And don't they commit to life?
No, I think dolphins are the opposite. If I'm not mistaken, dolphins are one of the only other mammals that, one of the other ones that love recreational sex.
Oh, so they're a bunch of cheaters.
They're horny, that's all, you know.
Well, don't you
Then my question was about job.
Oh.
Employment, career, work.
Oh, that's right. You're still waiting, aren't you?
Well, I couldn't take my job anymore, so I quit, so now I'm subbing. It just was not, it was bad for my soul.
Okay, well, yeah, well, sometimes it gets to that point, and you got to do what you got to do.
And that's why other people should not make judgments.
No, you got to do what you got to do if it's not good for your mental health, or
right.
Even, which can affect your physical health.
And which can really cause some problems.
Absolutely.
Well, right this particular minute, I'm not exactly seeing anything pertaining.
Nothing's jumping out right now.
Right, but we got your love life kind of hammered down here. Maybe you could try and call again.
Sure.
And we could take a look at your work life.
Sure, likely doing a show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Very, very high percentage.
And we could do that because I'm only allowed to do one layout per caller.
Yeah, we got lots of callers and we are, yeah, more still. Yeah, so real quick, your healing angel card reading.
Yeah.
Subject is imagine. Clearly visualize your life. Clearly visualize the life you want. Feel it in your heart and soul, so it will come to be.
And I believe that wholeheartedly.
It's a manifestation thing, basically, right? Visualize it.
I visualize it's my dream, and I'm living it. If you can do the same, go for it. You will see that it will come to you. Now,
I'm visualizing living in a house and being on rocking chairs on the porch.
Oh, hon, that's beautiful. That is really beautiful. You look at how she went right to the heart of it.
Yes.
Instead of saying, I want a big, beautiful house and a big, beautiful car and a man that, you know, will wait on me hand and foot. No, you said rocking chairs for the two of you to sit in. Love that.
Word up on that, dog.
Oh, you watch. We're going to get the chance to say we told you so at some point. I believe it with all my heart.
True that.
So, Suzanne, have a great evening.
Yeah, thank you so much for holding, and we got to move on.
And think about your King of Hearts.
Thank you, King of Hearts.
Yep.
All right, we're going to area code 812. 812, I believe, is Indiana. 812, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Who are we speaking to, please?
That's Kristen.
Oh, Kristen. Yes, Kristen. As you can tell, I have my voice back a little bit.
A wee bit.
Yeah.
I finally got mine back this afternoon.
Damn viruses.
They're beasts.
Yeah, our stuff got bad enough where they threw us on antibiotics. So
yeah,
it seems to be putting the wall's coming up on mine. It's not getting worse.
So, and I'm going to be getting with you, by the way, Kristen. I'm glad you called. Tell us what you like. What is your burning question for this evening?
I have a sort of a blind date tomorrow night.
Ooh.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So I am kind of interested.
Yeah. Not with anybody we know, right? I know.
No.
Completely
new.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, is he an internet guy?
Yes.
Okay. Hey. That's not a meaning to be judgy. There's a lot of good ones out there.
Well, the things have changed.
Oh, yeah.
The everything's shifted.
Okay, let's get to it and
how
see.
We meet people,
what is your what do you want to know if you're gonna have fun or if it's gonna turn into something?
Nice.
Yeah, he was supposed to set up a date with me on Sunday, and then he kind of just, I don't know, disappeared, but then he came back and asked me out tomorrow night. So I guess I would just kind of want to know, like, what's going on or if it's going to work, like, if it's going to be fun, if it's going to be worth it. I don't know.
Not if he's going to keep petering out on you.
That is a very, very, very bad first impression.
Well, you know, it is internet dating, and sometimes texting is confusing, so I give people the benefit of the doubt to begin with.
You're being very kind.
It only happened the one time, so.
Well, how many times? I'm just saying. Yeah, you're right. You're being cool. But remember, the best foot forward is not looking good so far. But you're right. You're giving benefit of the doubt. That is nice of you.
And I'm laying out your cards.
Stop sticking. That's not a good thing. Not a good sign. But, well, cards will tell, not me.
I hope you haven't cast no shadow over this. By saying that.
I'm just saying, as a guy, if I'm really getting ready to set something up, then I blow somebody
the
else.
Whole time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been listening to some.
I was going to say, the jury will disregard that last statement.
I'm just saying, if I'm the guy.
No, I mean, I've been listening to his comments with the other callers, and it's been kind of on the negative side, so I'm, like, not listening to him.
You know what, though? He's betraying his own gender. He is revealing.
Yeah. You can tell he's defending the guy.
I am not a big fan of getting on the ship Rainbow and Unicorns, because that will set you up in life.
Yes. Now, for you...
If you believe in the law of attraction, then that's not true.
Uh-oh.
How can you believe in the law of attraction and the guy you haven't met yet, and he kind of ghosted you a little bit to start out with?
And he may do it again.
Bingo. No, that's from the cards now.
Yeah. There's something in him that talks him down from having a happy time or a good time. There's something about him. What?
That's why I called, because I kind of got a little bit more information out of him today about his kids, and I'm like, this guy might be fun to go on a date with, but I don't know that.
Yeah. He's wishy-washy.
Oh, well, okay. I definitely attract the wishy-washy ones.
you poor thing. And he might have lots and lots more baggage than you know of.
That's it. There's
but I really just want to know how the date is going to go.
Okay.
It's not like...
How the date itself going to go?
If he shows up. So that's where I'm in here. If you have time, we can connect for your session tomorrow. If you'd like to.
Okay.
We can go through it more.
Yeah.
But there's something legal hanging over his head.
Whoa.
Oh, geez. I don't want to deal with that.
Well, wait a second. No, that doesn't necessarily mean criminal legal,
no,
right?
No, it could be divorce.
Could be divorce. Could be
custody.
Financial. But either way, she might not want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Again, I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, that's what we call baggage.
You seem to, honey, I've known you quite some time. You seem to attract a lot of broken ones, like a bird with a broken wing.
That.
Yeah, she does.
You poor thing.
I don't know if if a necklace of garlic around your door would help, or painting goat's blood.
But it should be making you very wise.
It is.
She should be like one of the wisest people around.
That's what healers do. They attract broken people.
Yeah, that's right. You have that education.
I did not know that.
I would say, from what I'm seeing here, if it's meant to be, he'll show up. And if it isn't, so then you dodged a bullet.
But that is true, what she said about the healing thing.
Yeah,
unfortunately, you are going to get the broken people flocking to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a burden you got to bear. Yeah, it's a burden you got to bear, but at least you're wise enough to recognize it.
You know, there's a great meme out there that passes around on Facebook saying something to the effect of, I'm not here to fix you. I'm not here to, you know, it's all about repairing a new mate. It's about them being strong enough and just, you know, not determined, but you know what I mean, to stand on the same level ground as you.
Yeah, nobody can fix another person.
Don't be a victim and don't be a rescuer.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
And I don't think that this guy is going to be panning out. And usually I don't say that, but I feel that he's just got too many, like you said, baggage.
So now back to the big picture of her question. You know, what do you see about the first date itself, regardless of all the
right now
baggage stuff?
I would be worried about him showing
just
up.
Bottom line is it might not even happen, right?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, that's okay. I have backup plans tomorrow, so.
Well, that's what I love about this girl. She's so resilient.
Well, like I said, she's wise because she's had this happen.
She's got, what are they called, contingency plans.
She's been down this road. It's
yes,
not her first rodeo.
Knows, right?
I have a question. If he did show up, how would it go? Or didn't you see that even really there?
I got stuck in first gear.
Yeah, the record was skipping.
if he shows up, it'll be an okay date. I'm not seeing fireworks or anything.
But it'll be pleasant. It won't be disturbing. Okay.
Exactly.
Well, that's not so bad, is it?
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
No. So
Thank you. One way or the other,
you win. Because if he doesn't show up, he's not worth
it. Then it was not meant to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And if he does show up and you have a nice time.
Yeah, you had a nice time, but you know you're not going to see him again, but whatever. You know.
Well, she may see him a few times.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he might be some entertainment.
Okay. Well,
okay. Well, that's good.
He finds the real Romeo. Real quick, we have another caller.
All right.
Subject is Blue Angel. This is a healing angel card, so. I, Archangel Michael, which I wish I was, am here by your side. I am all around you and will forever protect you. Remember this, whenever you feel fearful, I love you, all is well.
Wow, Michael. No wonder you
love
me. Peter Man.
Jim wants to be Michael because Michael has a very big sword.
And he's God's lead man. He's El General.
All right, you guys have a good day.
Yes, you too, and I'll connect with you tomorrow morning. I mean, I'll message you. Okay, hon. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Bye. She's adorable, and I don't know what's wrong with men because she's a catch.
She has that healing thing, though.
Oh, right.
So she's attracting people that need healing, so that's her burden.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. But it makes sense now, though.
It does.
It does make sense. All right, we're going to area code 267 in Pennsylvania. 267, welcome
Hello.
To the show. Welcome.
Hi, and what's your first? Who is this, please?
This is Jessica. Hi.
Hi, Jessica.
Just curious if I could have a general related to house and job, or house or job, whatever's coming more.
Okay, fill us in.
Yeah.
Are you looking for a house? Are you planning to move?
I'm looking for a new, I spoke to you guys before, I'm looking for a new house to rent as well as I've been looking for a job. So, yeah.
Okay.
So it's kind of a continuation
on
the last reading.
I do remember. Yeah, you remember too.
I remember the question. I don't remember the details of your reading, unfortunately. I apologize. I don't have a...
She needs a really good breakthrough.
Oh, I understand.
Really,
yeah, that's why she's here. She's hoping the cards will give her a little...
And I'm amazed.
Hope, the light of hope.
Kind of disheartened about Pennsylvania because I've always heard that it's like nirvana.
Well, I mean, they've had a lot of issues. Like some, I mean, you know, yeah. Got to remember back when the steel industry took a dive, that hurt that state bad.
Well, just like with Detroit.
Well, and a lot of stuff. I'm just saying, some of those places, and some places recovered, some places still struggle.
It's a good state.
I know a lot of people from there I work with because I work at a place where we have engineers from all.
Yeah.
They recruit them from all corners of the United States and from other countries, actually, nowadays.
I'll tell you, when I served in the Army all those years ago, the nicest, most normal people I met, seriously, came from one of two states, Ohio or Pennsylvania. The rest of them were kind of whack. I don't know. Maybe it's,
All right, what do you got, Deb?
I'm checking it out for, cards are still an enigma for me.
So still
ways.
Nothing definitive coming out yet, huh?
You are being tested, Jessica, in a very meaningful way to still be striving after all this time looking for a permanent home or at least, stable.
The next step to a permanent home
and
to be renting.
Yeah, for an abundant job for yourself that brings security. And thing to do that my grandmother always said, when the cards just seem like they're stalemated, they're stuck, is to look for the lesson. There has to be, like for my son, the musician, who had to keep auditioning to get in the military for all kinds of ridiculous reasons. And he almost had a perfect score with his tuba. Yeah, he's a tuba player. He's with the Army. Anyway, that boy had to literally crawl through crushed glass to end up being accepted. What his card said was the lesson. His lesson was, make sure you really want this, Lance, because once you've earned it, there will be, and it was like a green waterfall of abundance and security and, financial
and a lot of stability. Other commitment stuff, too, that goes along with it.
Yeah. But
yeah, I feel that 100%. Like, it's definitely, there's been a lot of lessons. I've grown a lot. And I really like how I've grown over these months for it.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like I'm still in process of it. And also it feels like once I get there, it's like it all just like rains with abundance.
Yeah.
It's interesting how it's been like so sustained. Yeah. I guess like spirit really doesn't care, like your soul doesn't care how long the lessons go for, but it's like just keep going through them. That's it.
Yeah. And Jim just said it too. It's a patience.
It's like a patience. Yeah. That old phrase, good things come to those that wait.
Yeah.
It sounds like somebody wants to test how long you'll wait for the good things.
And for her, perseverance is bubbling to the top of my mind.
It sounds like she's
mind.
Positive. She's calling in, she's not desperate. You should not be.
I honor you because I think I'd have thrown in the towel
long
before now.
And plus, you didn't see like
the thing is you can't. Like you can't.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it the other day or whatever because you can't throw in the towel. There's no alternative. You have to just keep walking. And doing the
process.
That's
the attitude that we all should have. Some people throw in the towel. But that's not going to get
there's
anywhere.
There's no alternative for that. What's that?
Right.
Just crawl and die?
You're right. Yep. Go get a cardboard box and sit under a bridge.
Yeah, exactly. Some of the folks do throw in the towel and do that. But I agree with you. There is no alternative. I agree.
What do you want to do in terms of work?
Well, I mean, I have it all mapped out. It's just a thing that I want to do something that's really, I have my healing business, but I want to do something that I also want to get a regular job, just like something that's fulfilling, like coaching, consulting, training, something in the corporate level. I definitely went through periods. You guys spoke to me that I was like in a desperation state, but I got out of that. I'm no longer in that space because I figured out what's going on here. It's just, you have to just keep going and you have to like maintain your energy. It's
you're
a marathon.
Your card says that you are a fantastic problem solver. You have great analytical skills, and that would be an awesome path for you to take, would be to, you know, try to swerve a little bit toward a job, and I'm not even sure what they'd be called today.
I guess she'll know it if it comes along.
It would be like critiquing and analyzing and...
Or going in
quality assurance
for the purpose of positive outcome.
Yeah, to help on that level.
Like when some people go in and do, you get like a, what do you call them, audits? The audits, people like us are getting audited to feel that it's bad, but in the audit, it's supposed to make you better in the long run. It's supposed to point out your faults, you fix them, and then you'll be better in the long run.
Exactly.
I barely even like read the job descriptions anymore. I just go onto the site and I do which ones have that you could quick apply, and I just do like I search for remote as well as local, and I just do the certain salary that I want, and whatever sticks out to me, just like energetically when I go down the list, I just apply, and let them choose. I'm not even like reading their descriptions anymore. I'm over that. I'm just doing it energy.
Yeah, I think you're using the power of expansion through that, which will lead you to the place that you are meant to go. But she's not saying, I'm going to be a ballerina or whatever.
Right.
I'm not. That's all I will accept.
She's putting trust into fate.
Yeah.
And she believes.
And I think that's...
And she's a glass half full person. That's why she can put her trust into fate.
And you had also asked about relationships, right?
No, the relationship thing, that it's interesting because since I moved here, because I'm still new here, I've been here less than a year. I mean, it's almost a year, but it's still less than a year. And I'm still working on, like, I started going out, I'm looking to make friends. And so that's the relationship. I mean, I know my life partner's floating around here too, but like, I'm working on every area of my life, basically. Like, I'm going out, trying to meet people, trying to find my tribe. So it's like a bunch of things. I've never worked on all these different areas of my life before, but like, this is the whole point of having a balanced life, is to have like a full life that you're doing everything. I've never experienced that before. So it's like... It kind of feels like a lot of work at times, but it's also like, hey, this is actually what you're supposed to be doing all along, rather than just like working and going home.
The 9-to-5 grind, right?
The term vision quest is coming to mind for me.
That was a movie.
About you. Yeah, it was. And what I feel is you are on a quest. But I also want you to know that when the time is right, when you feel that it's right, he isn't living by you by any means, but you meet your true soulmate, your life partner.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be with you through the end of time for you.
So that will come when the time is right.
Yeah, and she's right, though. She is right now on a very specific, it's a spiritual journey. And, you know, you run so deep, Jessica, that I'm having a hard time, you know, getting a grasp on it. But we keep doing this, we'll get to it. Does he have a healing, or what do you call him, an angel card for you?
Well, she was right. It's actually a healing angel card reading.
Mm-hmm.
They vary a little bit from the other angel cards. Sometimes they're similar, sometimes they're not. Subject is healing. I, the angel of healing, am with you right now. Feel my presence and my unwavering love for you. I have loved you before the dawn of time, and I will love you for all of eternity.
Wow. Those are some big, heavy words there.
They are. And like I said, these are healing angel cards, and about 90% of these cards are very deep.
They really are.
They're healing. I mean, the subject is mostly healing.
And they transcend the current situation.
They can definitely relate to it, or they can be touch a little bit.
Well, Jessica, try and call us more often if you can.
Sure. The more the merrier.
And I will work different questions into the... our searches, you know, into the cards.
Yeah, if the same sub, you want to keep looking at the same sub.
Because, I like that you said it's like a vision quest is coming to you, because I used to like, I read this book years ago by Denise Lynn, and I like loved the, it was called Vision Quest, and it was like this whole concept, you go into the wilderness. And like, it's interesting because I don't really have any questions anymore. It's just like I just stay in the process, and it's like I'm just waiting and watching for the physical manifestation of the job and the house. So it's, there's really like, I mean, how many times are you going to ask about it? There's really nothing else to ask about it. It's just like eventually it'll show up.
Are you journaling your process? I think you should, if you haven't. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to write a book of your own.
I have been writing a book about it. You're right.
There you go.
You are wise.
Yes. Mm. So, you're talking with you and the others tonight has been just fascinating. Fortunately, we do have to depart.
Yeah, and also not only with other things going on, our voices have a limited amount of time now with this illness.
Yeah, please don't catch it if you can't. We think we got it in the airport in Chicago.
I was surprised we did this long.
Yeah.
What do you have the matter?
Well, my doctor says it's one of the newer strains of COVID that doesn't register yet on a test.
In other words, we're definitely ill.
But it's got really bad sore throat, not the normal, usual kind.
And I shouldn't use the word deathly.
Yeah,
that's
not
true. I feel bad for people that are deathly ill.
Yeah, and you get dizzy. There has been dry heaves. The flip side, of course, that we all love, the diarrhea. Oh, and
when it rains, it pours. Oh.
And, you know, you're so tired. You feel like you're maybe 85, 90 years old.
Yeah, you know, I've had this with pneumonia, but it's weird. You feel good and you do a bunch of stuff, and all of a sudden you got to crash somewhere.
You do.
Quit. It's like, oh, my God, I got to go. I tell my boss, I got to go nap.
Yeah.
I'm working from home.
This is our third time.
For you guys, I will say, you guys are resting then, not on the, yeah, you should be just resting. Bless you. Yeah.
We did take a nice nap before the show, and that helped us be a little late.
And besides, we're getting up in years, and we may not have a whole lot of time left, so we'd rather not waste it resting.
Oh, bless you guys. We'll feel better. Thank you for being here for everybody.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we want to hear from you.
Almost 100% probable to do a show tomorrow.
Yeah, I think we will. All right, so take care. Oh, you all are so wonderful. Are you going to play our song?
I am indeed. Thank you so much. I wanted to say goodbye and put her on mute. I do not hang up on people.
No, that's right.
And now we shall...
This show is over. Say goodbye.
Goodbye. Take care, everybody. We love you.